Chapter 10, Build versus Buy Comparison. The build versus buy decision for address intelligence is often misunderstood. It is not mainly about whether geocoding APIs are expensive. It is not about whether open data is free. It is not about whether your engineers can build an integration. A good team can build a geocoder wrapper quickly. The real question is, where should your engineering effort compound? If your team builds address intelligence internally, the work starts with address normalization. You need country-specific parsing, fuzzy matching, road type standardization, locality correction, postal code validation, and reference data imports. You also need to maintain those rules as countries, datasets, and customer inputs change. With Address Hub, normalization is consumed as part of the API and bulk workflows. The goal is to give your systems cleaner structured addresses without making your team own every normalization rule directly. For multi-provider geocoding, an internal build needs to integrate providers, handle authentication, map response schemas, manage retries and timeouts, maintain fallback logic, normalize confidence fields, and monitor provider behavior by country. With Address Hub, provider orchestration becomes part of a unified layer. Customers can use configurable strategies and bring their own provider keys where applicable, while Address Hub handles the intelligence layer around those providers. For open data geocoding, an internal build needs to import, maintain, tune, and validate datasets like OpenStreetMap, national address sources, or country-specific open data. The data may be free to access, but it is not free to operate. With Address Hub, open data sources can be used as part of the address intelligence layer where available. The point is not to treat open data as a magic replacement for providers, but as a candidate source that can be scored and compared. For scoring and validation, an internal build needs custom relevance logic. It has to map accuracy levels, compare normalized address components, evaluate spatial relevance, handle edge cases, and decide when a result should be rejected. With Address Hub, scoring and validation logic is built into the layer, so the result is not just a coordinate, but a more explainable candidate decision. For cache and cost control, an internal build needs compliant caching, invalidation, source tracking, provider-specific storage rules, tenant isolation, and performance logic. With Address Hub, cache and private address database behavior are part of the platform. The goal is to reduce repeated work, reduce unnecessary external calls, and return known addresses faster where allowed. For private address databases, an internal build needs per-tenant storage, isolation, retention, enrichment, and lookup logic. It must ensure that one customer's address history does not leak into another customer's data. With Address Hub, each customer's address intelligence is private and reusable without turning the customer's product team into a database and compliance team for address history. For audit and traces, an internal build needs request IDs, trace capture, provider attempt logs, selected and rejected candidate metadata, exports, and investigation tooling. With Address Hub, request-level traceability helps teams inspect what happened. Input, normalization, cache, providers, scoring, and response metadata. For bulk processing, an internal build needs upload flows, queues, validation, error handling, progress tracking, exports, retries, and reconciliation. With Address Hub, bulk address workflows can support validation, normalization, enrichment, and migration use cases without forcing every customer to build the pipeline from scratch. For delivery readiness, an internal build needs operational rules that decide when to accept, confirm, fix, or review an address. This means turning technical signals into actions that dispatch and operations teams can use. Address Hub is designed to support readiness signals and correction workflows, with availability depending on country, deployment, and current product capability. This should be presented carefully. Readiness is a direction of the platform, not a claim that every market and workflow is fully solved today. For maintenance, an internal build requires ongoing engineering across providers, countries, datasets, scoring rules, cache behavior, and edge cases. With Address Hub, that maintenance is shared as part of the platform. So when should a company build? Build internally if Address Intelligence is one of your core strategic infrastructure advantages. If your company's long-term differentiation depends on owning every part of the address layer, and you have the team to maintain it, internal ownership can make sense. Also build if you have highly specific requirements that no external layer can support, or if regulatory, procurement, or data constraints force full internal control. But use Address Hub if your real differentiation is elsewhere. Routing, dispatch, customer experience, merchant operations, fleet management, logistics software, marketplace workflows, or delivery promises. In that case, the address layer is critical infrastructure, but not necessarily the infrastructure your team should spend years rebuilding. This is similar to many other infrastructure decisions. Companies can build payments, email delivery, observability, feature flags, search, analytics, or authentication internally. Sometimes they should. Often, they should not. The question is whether internal ownership creates strategic advantage or only consumes scarce engineering attention. For most delivery teams, the address layer is too important to ignore, but too specialized to casually own. That is where Address Hub fits. Key takeaways. First, build versus buy is about where engineering effort compounds, not only about per-call cost. Second, a geocoder wrapper is easy. A production address intelligence layer is much larger. Third, the strongest reason to buy is focus. Your team stays focused on the logistics product while consuming address intelligence as infrastructure. And fourth, the right build decision is not ideological. Build if it is strategic. Buy if it is infrastructure that your product needs, but does not need to own end-to-end.